More coalition airstrikes hit Iraq and Syria. Who prays for the leaders of missions? And overwhelmed by the crisis headlines? Well, don't be. We'll explain why next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. As the U.S. and coalition forces continue bombing ISIS inside of Syria, an amazing good news story is emerging. E3 partners Alexa McDowell is in their Middle East department.
A lot of the believers and Muslim background believers trying to get their families together and fleeing to neighboring countries such as Jordan, Lebanon, and possibly even Turkey as the time rolls on. Some of them are staying, but for the most part, they're just trying to leave.
Over a million refugees in Jordan alone. McDowell collects prayer requests from believers on the ground for their 838 Facebook page. She's in contact with a pastor in Syria, and there's good news.
What's really interesting is that in the midst of this turmoil, a lot of Muslims are starting to stream into the churches. About half of his small house church was composed of Muslim background believers.
Like 838's Facebook page to get updated prayer requests from the field. Next, the crisis in South Sudan is being drowned out by coverage of airstrikes in Syria, ISIS advances, and the Ebola outbreak. A case in point, this is the second story in our newscast. But it doesn't lessen the fact that South Sudan is in trouble. Without help, when the food crisis reemerges in a couple of months, it'll be a famine. Kids Live International's Matt Parker says,
one of the problems was that because of the fighting, farmers were not able to get out into their fields.
The infrastructure of South Sudan has nearly collapsed. Almost 2 million people have been displaced, and they've got to go somewhere. A lot of them are showing up in WOW, where Kids Live has ministry sites, and it means they need to grow and fast. Peace talks, the promise of a unity government in 2 weeks, and ongoing war. Sounds pretty grim, right? But there's good news.
We want to see the kids that we work with come to know Jesus in their lives. We want to see them discipled. We want to see them serving him. We want to see these kids really making an impact for Christ in their communities.
Will you be part of the solution? Look for the links at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. You probably pray for missions projects, but how often do you pray for the project's leaders? Right now, CEOs of U.S. and Canadian mission groups are attending the Missio Nexus Leadership Conference. MNN's Katie Harth shares how you can pray for them.
None of us live or work in a bubble. Whether you realize it or not, even something like the Ebola crisis affects you in one way or another. The same applies to missions. Jim Ramsey of the Mission Society explains how this factors into the Missio Nexus Conference.
The global context is changing so rapidly, it's impacting mission. All of us have got to keep our eyes and our hearts open to what God is doing and how we need to shift our own thinking, our own practice, to react to the changing context.
That makes your prayers a top priority. Would you pray that God opens eyes and hearts and that he gives mission leaders discernment? You can find more prayer needs at missionnetworknews.org. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
Meanwhile, Sudan's Miriam Ibrahim's story isn't over yet. Keep listening and you'll find out that's actually a good thing. Women for Middle East Hope, part of Sat7, which is a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, is impressed by Ibrahim's determination to be an advocate for women and children of Sudan. In a recent interview, which you can find on our website, she's asking for prayers and support. Lift Ibrahim up in your prayers and thank God for strengthening her during her captivity. And it's easy to get overwhelmed when you look at the world's humanitarian dilemmas. I mean, Syria, Iraq, South Sudan, West Africa, the Philippines. These places seem too broken and it seems like they'll never be fixed. But Food for the Hungry is reminding believers that we are called to press on until physical and spiritual hungers are ended worldwide. They're sharing how praying, giving, and going make a difference. You'll find it at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.